Life Audio.
Hey, sis, and welcome to Inside Out with Courtney. It's a podcast that helps thousands of women all around the globe, just like you, grow in Christ, character, calling, career, and community. Join me, along with occasional guests, as we talk about biblical truths, overcoming issues of life as Christian women, while also being encouraged and equipped for every good work as we await the return of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Courtney Richard, and after a quick commercial break, we'll get ready to start growing from the inside out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, again, welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about what to do when you need healing. Mm-hmm. Now, if you haven't noticed, if you can hear it in my voice, I am not feeling the best. I'm actually under the weather, and I have actually encountered a sinus infection. Mm-hmm. Now, I live outside of Austin, Texas, so I am in Texas, and a lot of times we deal with like pollen in the air, there's cedar fever, there's all kind of like allergy yuckiness, but I understand that this is happening all around the globe right now, so it's not just in the South. And so this is a global thing that is happening right now. There's COVID still happening. There's all kinds of sicknesses, even in the spring. And so right now I have been sick almost 2 weeks and my husband has been sick as well. And so I thought it wasn't contagious. I was like, you know what? It's just like the pollen in the air. It's just allergies. And it turned out to be a sickness. Okay. So I got it. We're both sick. And so we've been just trying to get over this. And I know what it's like. And I wanted to do this podcast episode now because I know what it's like to be sick. It's easy to do an episode where I'm healed and I feel great and it's amazing. But it's a whole nother story when you are actually in it. I'm in it with you. So if you're sick, I want you to know that I know exactly where you are. Now, I may not be going through the exact same thing that you're going through, but trust me, I need a healing, sister. Okay. And so I'm going to talk to you about it. So whether you're sick or not, whether you know someone that is sick, maybe it's someone in your household, maybe it's someone that you know, maybe they're dealing with something really, really hard like cancer or a sickness that is chronic pain and it's just not going away. I know people who experience that. And so I know that it's hard. I know that it's tough. And I know that you or that person is wanting a healing. And so that's why I want to speak to what to do when you need healing. And so right now, as you know, I have experienced the congestion, which I'm still feeling a little bit of that at night, not as much as I was, but coughing. And you're probably not going to hear that today because I'm going to cut it out if you do hear it. But I'm not sleeping well at night. I'm drowsy. I've experienced the fever, the headaches, the weakness. I mean, just the weakness in my body where I'm not able to do any work. I want to tell you that at the time that I got sick, I was actually working on a major project, which I'm still working on that project. But I have an event that I'm working on right now that a lot of you are going to hear about in just a little bit. So just hold on. It's coming. I've been teasing at it a little bit on my social media platforms, but it's a very, very big event that I'm working on. And so I was getting ready to just get ready to launch this thing. And I'm like, the date's coming. And I was just so super pumped and excited. And I got sick. And I was like, what is going on? And I'm telling you, like, totally, like, shut down. Couldn't do anything, like couldn't get on my laptop, couldn't do a whole lot of social media stuff, which, you know, you see a lot of me doing that, like a lot of social media activity, but I wasn't able to do those things because I was just down. And anything that I did post was something really quick or it was something like a video that I've done, you know, months before and that I just went ahead and posted because I knew it would minister to my audience. But I really was down behind the scenes and I couldn't go forward. And so I knew it was a direct attack from the enemy. I knew it 100%. That God had allowed. And let me tell you something. Sometimes when we go through sicknesses and illnesses, a lot of times we're like, oh my gosh, like, why is this happening to me? Or why is this happening to my family? Or, you know, I can't believe this is going on with this person or my friend. But let me tell you something. God has a purpose for the pain. And we don't always understand the reasoning behind it. We don't understand all of the logistics and all the stuff, right? We just don't. We just don't. And if we try to wrap our minds around it, we're just going to get ourselves into trouble, right? And so we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. We don't want to begin to start questioning God of the why, even though that does happen sometimes. You know, that's not, it's not to say that you can't ask him why, but it's just one of those things where it's like, I didn't expect to be or want to be sick, but here I am. Okay. I'm sick and I did not desire this. I did not ask for it, but I know that I'm not in control of my body. I'm not in control of the things that happens to my body and the things that God will allow, whether it's a direct attack or whether it's something that God just wants to, you know, allow to happen in my body to slow me down with something. Maybe he's not ready to move on something. And let me tell you something. I will say that, yes, I was down. Yes, I was down. And I'll tell you now, when I look at it, there are still some things that I needed to take care of before I released this event. There's still some behind the scenes logistics that I need to work on. And had I released it, then I wouldn't have gotten that knowledge. I wouldn't have had the time to read and to study and to listen and to get a little bit more information before I released the event, you know, for the launch day. And so that delay was a God delay. That delay, like I said, there was a purpose sometimes for why things happen. And we don't always understand it while we're going through it. But then we have the aha moment later. And whether that is on this side of heaven or not, you know, God has a plan. And so not that I'm glad that I'm sick, okay? Not that I'm glad that I'm like, yay, God, you know, I'm glad I got that nugget, you know, I had to be down for it. But you know, sometimes that happens and that's just a part of life. As Christians, we're going to get sick. As Christians, we're going to go through things. And so I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I want to go into this because, as you know, I like to break down words. And so since we're talking about healing, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it means to make free from injury or disease, to make sound or whole, to make well again, to restore health, to cause an undesirable condition to be overcome. And so Jesus told us in John 16:33, he says, in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And so we got to know that even though we may be going through some sicknesses or our family members may be going through some hard things or friends that we know, we will overcome. As believers, we will overcome. We will not always be sick. So sometimes we will be healed on this side of heaven, but then there are some times when people are not. And we all know that we have got to transition into the next life. We know we have to transition into heaven as believers. And we don't know what that's going to look like. We don't know what that's going to feel like. But we know that at the end of the day, we're going to be overcomers. And so as we go through these diseases and these sicknesses and these illnesses and these little things, that these light afflictions and the heart afflictions, we know that at the end of the day, the pain will cease. So I just want to encourage you with that right now, whether you are sick right now or know someone who is, the pain will cease. I do pray that I'm going to come out of this. I do pray that this infection will die. Okay. This sinus infection will completely go away and I will be completely healed. But I will tell you that my dad had cancer and he was not completely healed on this side of heaven. And so I know what it's like to, you know, have someone in your family who's going through some pain and going through some hurt and going through something that's very painful and hurtful and suffering like nothing else, and to want to be healed and to not be healed on this side of heaven. And so my dad wanted the healing, but it didn't come. And he was in a lot of pain and he wanted to be healed. And I know that's hard. I know that's hard. For people who are experiencing that, whether you are the person that's in that type of pain or whether you know someone who is, but I want to tell you that God is with you. God was with my father, even unto the end. God is with you even now in the sickness, whether you can't breathe because you're congested, or whether you're dealing with some real pain in your body right now, whether that's in your stomach or your head or in your body somewhere. I want you to know that God is still here. God is with you, my sister, okay? And even if you're a brother that's listening to this right now, I want you to know that he's with you. He has not forsaken you. He has not left you. He is here, okay? And so I pray right now for bouts of comfort. I pray for healing in the name of Jesus. I pray that your strength will be restored. I pray that your health will be restored. I pray that your faith will be strengthened and increased right now at the sound of my voice. And I pray that you will experience some type of comfort in your body today. I do pray that for you in Jesus' mighty name. I just felt led to go ahead and pray for you right now. But I do want to give you some tips. I do want to share with you just a few things that is going to help you while you wait for your healing, or even while someone else is waiting for their healing that you know. And maybe you can pray for them in this way, or you can talk to them about it, or you can send this episode to them. So I'm going to go ahead and share. Number one, the first tip that I want to share with you is don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. And that just means don't stop. When you think to pray, go ahead and pause and pray. If you have books on your shelf about praying for your healing, or, you know, maybe Google search some scriptures on healing, go ahead and print that up or look at it from your phone and just encourage yourself with the word of God and pray over yourself with those scriptures. So tip number two is don't be anxious. And you might be saying, Courtney, are you serious? Like, don't be anxious. And I'm saying, yes. Let me tell you, scripture tells us be anxious for nothing. And that's in Philippians 4:6. But let me dive a little bit deeper into that. I had to do that when I could not breathe. I was so stuffed up. I mean, just the congestion was so bad, and I cannot stand not to be able to breathe. I am so serious. Like, that is like huge for me. And so I was sitting up, like, to go to sleep at night. I couldn't even lay down all the way because one side would be stopped up. You know, if you're dealing with sinuses, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? I mean, it is so uncomfortable. It is such a discomfort. And I started getting anxious, and I was like, Lord Jesus, please help me. I can't breathe. And I was like, and then, you know, when both of the nostrils get stopped up, it's like you are really like freaking out. And the Lord was just like calming me down. Like, I had to calm down. I had to calm myself down and remember, be anxious for nothing. Let me go ahead and read the verse in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So if you really think about this and take it into bite-sized pieces, one, be anxious for nothing. All right. So you got to calm yourself down. And listen, if you're not struggling with congestion, breathe. I want to tell you that. Just breathe. Oh my goodness. But if you are struggling with congestion, let me tell you something. Just keep praying, right? Remember to keep praying. With thanksgiving, go ahead and thank God in the midst. Like, just start thinking about something else and just start thanking him for whatever else you can possibly thank God for. And just make your request be made known unto him. Just continue to pray. And the peace of God, like it says, which surpasses all understanding, he's going to give you peace that just blows your mind. All right. And so be anxious for nothing. We can do this. Calm your anxieties. Calm your anxieties. And you No, the Holy Spirit will lead you and show you exactly what you need in regards to how to do that. All right, so let's move on to tip number three, which is don't curse God. Let me tell you, if you're dealing with something hard and maybe you have like a really hard affliction, this is not a light affliction, but I want to tell you, no matter what you're struggling with, no matter what your battle is, don't curse God because you're not getting your healing, because you're like you're not getting what you want, when you want, and how you want it. Because I'm telling you, I know it can be hard because you can pray. And let me tell you, I know I prayed, I sought the Lord, and I'm like, God, please lift this congestion. And guess what? It was not lifted. I woke up the next day congested. I woke up the next day congested. I woke up the next day congested. I woke up the next day with a headache, with fever, all the things, all the chills, all the stuff, taking antibiotics and nothing's working, all this stuff. I did not get my healing. And the enemy would have wanted me to just curse God. the enemy would have wanted me to just start shouting and screaming at God. And let me tell you something, there are times when you're going to be hurt and you're going to be upset and you're going to be like, God, what is going on? Why? You said to pray, you say, do these things, you say, speak these scriptures and speak this word, and this is going to happen, but it's not happening. And we got to understand that God's timing is not our timing. God's way is not our way. His thoughts are not our thoughts. We know this, and Isaiah tells us that, right? And so we have to understand that his ways are not our ways and our thoughts are not his thoughts. Okay. So consider the fact that God is ultimately in control. And I'm going to get into that in just a bit in one of the tips. But for now, remember Job's wife. I want you to remember Job's wife. Don't curse God, because that's what she basically told him to do. Why don't you just curse God and die? And this is a time when Job was struck with the boils, right? The hurt on his skin. He was sick. And Job 2:8-10, this is what it says. It says, Job scraped his skin with a piece of broken pottery as he sat among the ashes. And his wife said to him, are you still trying to maintain your integrity? Curse God and die. He replied, you talk like a foolish woman. Should we accept only good things from the hand of God or never anything bad? So in all of this, Job said nothing wrong. Did you hear that? In all of this, Job said nothing wrong. And this is a time when Job was struck with sickness. And so when we are experiencing sickness and we're not getting our healing at the time, sometimes the enemy will whisper in your ear or shout in your ear, why don't you just curse God and die? And then you have to say exactly what Job said. You talk like a foolish devil, right? You talk like a foolish clown, okay? Should I just accept only good things from the hand of God and never anything bad? Speak back to the enemy. And then what? Say nothing wrong. Just like Job. That is how we have to be. Because at times we will get upset. At times we will be frustrated. At times we will be like, oh my gosh, like, what are you doing? Like, you can heal me right now. If you wanted to, you could stop this right now. If you wanted to. But in that moment, just recognize and remember Job's wife. And don't do it. Press through. Continue to pray. Be anxious for nothing, just as I've been sharing with you, and know that God is here. God is near, and he's ultimately in control, and he's got you. He's got you. So don't stop believing in him, okay? Don't stop believing in God. This is a time when a lot of people get to a place where they stop believing in God because they see he's not doing it. He's not answering my prayer. He's not listening to me. He's not changing the situation. I'm still in discomfort. My family member is still not healed. And in that moment, you have to say, this is just a test. This is a test and I'm going to pass it. I'm being attacked right now. I'm going to be okay. I'm being attacked in my mind right now. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to calm down and I'm going to keep believing God. And I'm going to keep trusting him in the midst of it. Amen. Amen. Well, all right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when I get back, I'm going to share a few more tips on what to do when you need healing. Stay tuned. All right, so let's go into tip number 4. Right now, I want you to do is to take your mind off of your sickness. So if you're sick or if the person you know, pray for that person to take their mind off of the sickness. Because the more you think about it, the more you're going to get frustrated. The more you think about it, the more you're going to be like, God, why? Why aren't you healing me right now? And so I know, again, what it's like to feel miserable with that congestion. But I want you to take your mind off of it. And that's what I had to do. I had to shift my mind and say, okay, let me read a book. Let me watch a movie. Let me talk to someone. Let me inbox somebody. Let me get my mind off of this, right? Maybe for you, it might be taking a ride or just sleeping and trying to get some rest. Or maybe it is reading a book or reading those scriptures that I mentioned about a little bit earlier or putting on a movie. Let me tell you something. When I was trying to take my mind off of the sickness and not focusing on, I can't breathe in one side of my nose. I mean, I have a fever, all these different things. I've got chills. I've got to get to the doctor, all this stuff. I was like, let me put on a movie. And I'm telling you, I watched about 3 movies in one day. And I was like, I told my husband, I said, I don't want to watch another movie right now. Okay. I mean, I could not sleep. I was sleep deprived because, like I told you, I was sitting up straight. I was sitting up straight trying to go to sleep. I couldn't even lay down. I mean, it was just so uncomfortable, right? This healing was not happening. And so I need to get my mind off of it because the enemy, of course, will want to have me think about it. He's saying, see, God's not healing you. You know the scriptures and he still hasn't healed you. You know you've been praying. He still hasn't heard you. He still hasn't healed you yet. And he's just like nagging you in your ear, and you've got to shut him down. You've got to shut him down by shifting a gear and changing your mind. So take your mind off of your sickness and just wait. Continue to wait on the healing or wait on what God wants to do. Okay, so tip number 5 is going to be to get help. It's okay to get help. It's okay to seek medical attention. I went to urgent care because one of the days I was like, okay, I need some relief. I need to get a steroid shot, some type of allergy shot. That's what it is. It's an allergy shot. And I was like, I need some help. And so when I got to the doctor, you know, she was like, okay, let me get you some relief. And we're going to give you a shot. We're going to give you a CPAP. We're going to do all these things and put in prescription for the cough, all this stuff. I'm like, yes, give it all to me because I need relief. And so sometimes God will use medicine, modern day medicine, to help you to overcome, to get through, and to receive your healing. And so that's okay. Sometimes there's holistic ways that you can go ahead and do it, some natural products that you can use. And so if you feel like, hey, I just want to try the natural way of doing things, or just over the counter meds and things like that, but understand and know when you need to actually go to a doctor to get some help. So just use wisdom there, pray about that and use wisdom. For me, I was like, I got to get to urgent care because I need some help right now. I need some relief. And I did get some relief. But as you can hear, I'm still sick. Okay. So I'm still going through this. I'm still not on the other side of this, but I'm pressing through. I'm getting the rest. I'm taking, you know, drinking juice and soups and all these different things to be able to overcome, and waiting in the midst of it, waiting by doing all the things that I'm sharing with you until God brings forth my healing. Okay. All right. So the last thing that I want to tell you is to know the truth. Christians get sick. Just so you know, I'm a Christian. I get sick. If you're listening to this and a believer, you're sick. Yes, you get sick. If you know people around you, people get sick. Christians get sick. People in the world get sick, and believers get sick. But here's the thing. Us as believers, we have Christ. We have Jesus. We have hope. Whether we are healed on this side of heaven or not, we have hope, right? We know that God is able to heal us. Jesus is the master healer. God can do it. He is sovereign. He can do whatever he wants to do. And here's the thing. We know, as even what scripture tells us in Romans 8:28, God is working all things out for the good to those who love him and for those who are called according to his purpose. And so remember, I mentioned a little bit earlier, there is purpose in the pain. We're not always able to understand at the time that we're going through it, but we know that God has a purpose for the pain. And as I mentioned earlier, had I been feeling well and great and I would have took off with this event and all this stuff, I would have missed a couple of pieces that I needed. So in my downtime, I was able to get those pieces, and now I'm ready to incorporate those pieces and release and launch this event, okay? But I'm glad that the Lord slowed me down. He slowed me down. He allowed this to happen, to slow me down. And so I know that's hard sometimes when you're going through a sickness, to think of God is allowing this. Like, he's allowing Satan to touch my body. And the answer is yes, because he is sovereign, and because he's a big God, and because he sees the bigger picture. He sees what we cannot see. He knows what needs to happen in the midst of that and on the other side of that hurt and that pain and that discomfort. And so just trust him. Just as I'm telling you to trust him, I am trusting him as well. And so before I wrap up this episode, I do want to share a few encouraging Bible verses with you. And I'm also going to pray for you before we get out of here. So number one, I want to share Psalm 32. And it says, "Oh Lord, my God, I cry to you for help and you have healed me." Proverbs 12:25 says, "Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad." I hope this good word today has made you glad, knowing that God is with you. He is with you. Mark 5:34 says, "And he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease.'" 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul." And the last verse I want to share with you is coming from Revelation 21:4. And it says, "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." That, my dear sister, is the hope that we have. Amen. All right, I want to pray for you before we get out of here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up this dear listener right now, God. And I pray right now, Father, for healing. If they need healing right now at the sound of my voice, I pray that you will heal them and that they will trust you for that healing, oh God. Father, I ask that you would give them peace of mind, rest in their body, Lord, that you, God, will give them bouts of comfort in the midst of the pain, that you'll give them wisdom for what medications that they need to take at this time, that they will be able to find rest in the midst of it, oh Lord God, and that they will continue to give thanks to you in all things, oh Lord God, as your word says, and that you will give them peace that surpasses all understanding. They're not thanking you for the pain, but God, they're thanking you for who you are in the midst of the pain, that you are God. And that you are with them, that you are with me even right now in the midst of my sickness, oh God. Father, I pray for healing for both of us, for those that are dealing with pain for of loved ones, God. They're walking through an illness with someone else, God. I pray for strength for them and strength for that person and healing for that person, Lord. Peace of mind, God, for the individual that's going through that pain, and even peace of mind for the listener that may be sick right now. God, we love you. We adore you. We lift you up. We praise you, God. And we thank you once again for all that you are in our lives. Help us to trust you, believe in you, and to keep the faith no matter what until the end. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, that's it for now. Thanks so much for joining me. Well, I pray that this episode has helped you. Also, if you need prayer or just want to let me know how this episode has served you, you can email me directly at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. Also, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the Inside Out with Courtney podcast and blog, and don't forget to tell other women about it. I'd also love it if you could leave a review, and also don't forget to grab a freebie of your choice at CourtneyRichard.com. If you're hosting an event, let me know all about it by visiting CourtneyRichard.com/booking. Now, before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. And let me tell you something, they've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and so much more. All right, that's it for now. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. So let's get ready from the inside out.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.